This is a special edition of The Big Story with Lloyd Jackson on News Talk 760 WJR. Tonight, Lloyd's special guest, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Call WJR now with your cosmetic surgery questions for Dr. Gray at 800-859-0WJR. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Jackson.
And thank you, Mark Blackwell. Good evening. Welcome to this special edition of The Big Story on News Talk 760 WJR. You know, summer coming to an end and fall just around the corner. Are you ready for that change? Are you hoping to feel and look better? Well, more youthful appearance help you in today's tough job market. We'll get the answers to these and more of your questions tonight on The Big Story as we feature Dr. Michael Gray, renowned cosmetic surgeon of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Spa. If you have a question for Dr. Gray about cosmetic surgery or non-invasive procedures, give us a call now, 800-859-0WJR. 800-859-0957. Traffic-wise, northbound U.S. 23 after 6 Mile, only the right lane is open due to an overturned gravel hauler in the ditch. It's very slow in the area. Please avoid it if you can. Weather-wise, it's still hot out there. Clear skies, 70 degrees for a low tonight. Tomorrow, another hot one, mostly sunny, 90 degrees for the high. Right now in Detroit, sunny and 90 degrees. Once again, Dr. Michael Gray is in studio. A renowned cosmetic surgeon of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. If you have a question for Dr. Gray about cosmetic surgery or non-invasive procedures, call us 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Dr. Gray, it's been a little while. Well, good to have you back here.
It's great to be here.
How you been?
Good. I learned something new.
What did you learn?
Things never get better. I woke up one day, and I realized I now need readers. It's just great. Every decade, there's something different.
So now you have some
I got
readers.
My $3 pair of CVS readers right here.
Okay, well.
Isn't that great?
Hey, listen, you know, whatever works, that's what I say. Okay, as we were saying in the beginning, Dr. Gray, you know, summer is coming to an end and fall is around the corner. You're finding more people who want to, I guess, change with the seasons, so to speak?
I think, really, it's not that they people don't mind getting old. I don't mind getting older. I just don't want to look the part. I don't mind having a 1957 Thunderbird, but I don't want it to be rusty.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So people say to me, I don't want to look 20. And I said, I'm not turning you into 20, but you don't have to be walking around with the skin dangling off your body. You know, you don't have to have this. You don't have to have that. But the problem that I find is that most people don't realize what the issues are. Like, for instance, we were talking just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of women that come in to see me, and they pick a spot that they don't like. Let's say it's their legs.
Okay.
The reason why they found that spot that they don't like because they lived their life long enough to realize that that's their problem spot. Once you've labeled the spot a problem, it means you can't fix it. So they're looking at their legs. So the first thing they do is, it's the fat they don't like. The first thing they do is they go out and lift weights on their legs, which makes their muscles bigger. What are they thinking? You know? So I say to them, why are you lifting weights? They go, because I want tone. And I go, well, what do you mean by tone? And they go, well, I want to be able to see the muscles. I go, tone means strength. You mean definition. Is that what you're trying to say to me? You can have definition if you get rid of the fat. But if the fat stays there, you're not going to be able to see the muscles. So making it bigger doesn't matter.
So how do you get rid of the fat?
Got to get rid of it.
Just got
to
go.
There's two ways
it.
To get rid of it. Either you can starve yourself, but the problem with that is it's going to come out of areas that aren't resistant to diet and exercise. And that means you're going to affect other parts of the body. So the first thing that women do when they have a baby after they've gained weight is they diet. You know what the second thing they do?
What's that?
They get breast implants. Because it comes out of the face and breasts for some females. And that's the most common reason why people do breast implants, because they've had a baby and then they diet and exercise right after. So what we got to do is we got to remove the fat. And we have two machines to do that. We have external ultrasonic lipo, and we have MPX Smart Lipo. Now, the MPX will destroy the cells, so that problem's solved.
Mm-hmm.
And the ultrasonic will take the cells out. Well, the problem's solved, too, because neither cell is there to store fat. We also have the Zorona, which is a brand-new low-level diode laser, which causes the cells to empty, but it doesn't target a specific spot. And it's for people who want to empty the fat cells, the problem cells still there. If they do anything wrong, they can gain the weight back.
Okay.
But let's say someone doesn't want to do any procedures, or they don't have a particular spot in mind. It causes 3 to 9 inches of loss of the girth within a couple weeks. But you got to follow the rules.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, let's go to the phone lines. Debbie's calling from Howell with a question for Dr. Gray. Debbie?
Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. My question is, what is the least invasive procedure you can do for the beginning of jowls?
Well, what people need to do is not think about what I do as surgery. You're thinking of hysterectomies, gallbladders, open heart surgery. What you got to realize is I work with skin. So did you ever get a paper cut?
Yes.
You touch the cut, it hurts. If you don't touch, it's fine?
Yes.
Don't touch the cut. So what I'm doing is I'm going to remove skin. How bad is that? Don't touch the cut. You're not going to bleed to death from a cut. So these fears that people have about what I'm doing, you know, people are not addicted to cosmetic surgery. They're not afraid of it. So what happens once you experience, you go, wow, that wasn't like anything people told me. They said, don't do surgery. Why are you doing surgery? It's not really like surgery. And people are not addicted. They're just not afraid of it. But if you don't want to do anything, we can always do what is called the liquid facelift. We can transfer volume into the grooves and depressions and try to mask what's occurring. But eventually, you will have to do something about the skin. You can either heat the skin, which can cause it to tighten, or you have to remove the skin.
Okay.
Debbie, did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Debbie, for
You're
your
welcome.
Call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. I'm sure, Dr. Gray, you have people who come in who want to look and feel younger to compete in this job market that we're in right now because, you know, we have people who have had to go back to work or maybe lost their job. They're older. They have the experience, but they're competing with these younger people who are coming out of school and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, it's very common. Actually, the surgery amongst older people has increased more dramatically in recent years because of this competition. You know, we have young people coming out and looking for jobs, and we have older people may have retired. They're going back to work because they're either bored or they need the income. And it's a little bit different, the type of procedures that people do based upon age. Obviously, when you're older, you're going to have more skin, and it's going to start to dangle from your body. Skin doesn't stretch. It just constantly grows. So the older population, the longer you're around, they're going to do their eyes, just trim the upper lid skin so they look a little younger. Pluck the fat out from their lower lids because that bulge that people see, it's not because you're tired, it's fat. So we just pluck the fat out. That's a 15-minute procedure. People do anywhere from mini facelifts to their necks to just, you know, their face. Mini facelifts does the jowl. Facelifts does jowl and neck. Necklift just does the neck. And, you know, the older population will do something like that because they're wearing clothes. You can't see really what's going on underneath, and they want their face to shine. Younger population, they don't tend to do the face. They do the body. All right.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. You were talking to me earlier, Dr. Gray, about some lasers that you have, a couple of new lasers at the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa.
Yeah, I mentioned a second ago that if you wanted to try to tighten skin, you can heat it. And you can think of it like bricks in a building. You don't have to have 1-inch mortar between the bricks. You can make it 1/4 inch. So basically, the brick is the cell, and when we heat it, the distances between the cells shrink. So it causes an overall shrink wrap to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of lasers, and they're all different intensities depending on what people want to do. Now, basically, the laser will smooth and resurface the skin. So that's like ironing. Okay, so the brand new laser that just came out to the market is called CO2 Repair. And basically, the carbon dioxide or CO2 is the best laser that anyone can apply to the skin. It does the most for you in rejuvenating, makes you look the most youthful, smooths the wrinkles out, tightens the skin. But that laser, the CO2, just saying CO2, is confined to the face. And it also gave you the longest recovery.
Okay.
So people were sort of fearful about doing the CO2. They didn't like the recovery.
Especially men, I would think.
Yeah, men, you know, if they do something in the face, a lot of them don't want to wear makeup or a little cover-up because it'll be a little pinky red, you know, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So the CO2 repair is basically the baby CO2. And if we apply that to the face, within 5 or 6 days, the skin returns to normal and it's smooth. And the advantage of the CO2 repair is it gives you a quick recovery, but we now can leave the face. So we can do the same thing with the hands and the knees. People have wrinkly knees. The body, the neck, the chest, arms, anywhere you want to apply it, we can. And they can get a rejuvenated look.
So before this, though, could you still do the hands and knees? And how did you
we
do that?
We did it with Fraxel, which is the next laser down. It's an erbium-based. These are crystals, an erbium-based laser. The other one was based on a gas, carbon dioxide gas. And this one made you look pinky red, but it was a series of five. So it didn't do as much as the brand new baby CO2, the CO2 repair, but we were able, that was the first laser that actually was able to use on the body, Fraxel. So that we have that for people who really don't want any recovery. It just looks like a sunburn, but it's really not.
800-859-0WJR. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray, he's in studio. He is from the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. 800-859-0957. Let's go to the phone lines. Mary's calling from Brighton. Mary, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for your call.
The doctor just mentioned non-invasive surgery, and he said you could lose inches if you followed the rules. And my question was, what are the rules you have to follow?
Well, you can't eat cake. You can't eat potatoes. You can't eat potato chips. You have to can't eat the oil. You have to eat a healthy, low-carb, low-sugar diet. Carbohydrates, which are sugars, bonded a different way, turn into fat. Your body never wastes sugar unless you're diabetic. So as soon as you eat the bread, the chips, the crackers, you're storing fat immediately.
Okay.
And it takes very little food to get a large amount of calories. And it's very difficult to burn them off. So you basically have to choose a different style of your life. You can't drink alcohol. It's very high in calories. And if you do those, you're going to sabotage what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I can't have any fun anymore.
Well, I mean, fun's good in moderation, you know. It's when people go overboard, it gets a little crazy.
Absolutely. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's take a break, come back with more of your calls with Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. If you'd like more information on Dr. Gray, you can visit anewyou.com or call 248-538-3333. We need you to call in 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. We'll be taking your calls momentarily on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special edition of The Big Story. Tonight, Lloyd's special guest, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Call WJR now with your cosmetic surgery questions for Dr. Gray at 800-859-0WJR. That's 800-859-0957. Once again, here's Lloyd Jackson.
Thank you, Mark Blackwell. At 7:20, the special edition of The Big Story on News Talk 760 WJR with Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa in studio, ready to take your calls at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Dr. Gray, I want to talk about more of your more popular surgeries or treatments that you're doing right now. I know one is the scarless breast enlargement surgery.
Yeah, it's a great procedure. Actually, I do any surgery you can think of. You know, I know how to do them all. If you want to go through the nipple, underneath the breast, armpits, there's other modes to approach the breast. That's fine. You can do it that way. My question that I always ask is, you know, if you're going to do saline, saltwater implants, they come deflated. You can put them in anyway. Why would you want a scar on your breast? And, you know, people go, well, how come you're the only one doing it? I go, well, because I'm not teaching anybody to do it. Why would I do that? So that's basically the answer. It's like, if people don't know what I'm doing, how are they going to do it, you know?
Right.
So we go through the belly button. We're not entering the belly. We're not leaving track marks. We glide in the fat, which is just underneath the skin. Fat has no pain fibers in it whatsoever, so that's why liposuction is tolerated real well. Feels like a Charlie horse, pulled muscle, no downtime. And I glide up to the breast, and then I dive below the breast or below the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't understand is the implant's not in the breast. It's below the breast. Below the muscle.
Below the muscle.
And
okay.
It pushes forward. Doesn't push up. It pushes forward. So mm-hmm. It won't lift you. It just enlarges you. And a great procedure. Feels like a soreness, pressure. quick recovery. Well, people ask me, well, why do people experience pain? I go, it's not the cut. When you go through the body, you're cutting through the skin, through the fat, through the breast, you're bleeding. So to stop that, we have to cauterize, which means to burn you.
Mm-hmm.
And burns hurt. They hurt whether you touch it or not. And that's why people feel pain. It's a big burn on the inside, but no one knows that they're being burned. So they go, oh my God, does this hurt? Yes, you've been burned. We don't use any cautery when we go through the belly button.
You talk to your patients as well. So like when you have a consultation with them, and because people would think, well, you know, if I'm a woman, I can come in and say, listen, I want the biggest breast I can, you know, that you can make me have. And that's not a good thing. And
no,
you don't
skin
allow
is
that.
A stretch. That's what no one understands. A stretch mark is because it tore. It doesn't stretch. That's why you have a stretch mark. Skin is leather, snake skin, alligator skin. We don't make human shoes, okay? So, but, and skin, the cells, it's cellular, constantly is growing, multiplying, dividing, providing more cells. So eventually you're going to have more skin or more leather on your body. And leather doesn't stretch. So if you have the room for the balloon, you can do anything you want.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't care if they're big or small, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I want to please my patient.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to understand the rules. So the biggest battle that I have in my office is they're saying patients they just want to know what to do. They don't want to listen to the story. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to know the rules. They just do it. And I have a battle in my mind with that. I don't want to do that. I want to make sure you understand what I'm doing. You understand what I can do, what I can't do. You don't have false expectations. And I do what you want me to do after you understand the rules. So what I basically do is I sit there and explain the game of Monopoly. And then we play the game. You just follow the rules. Do whatever you want in the game as long as you follow the rules. And that's how I feel is a good way to practice medicine. It's not me telling you, you got to do this, you do that. Because if I do that, I'm going to please myself. And I'm a guy. What do you think I'm going to do?
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, let's go to the phone lines. Bob is calling from a cell. And, Bob, what's your question?
Is my wife, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Bob, with your question.
Yeah, please excuse the noise in the background. I pulled off the highway. My wife
safe
is...
Safe driver.
Say again?
You're a safe driver.
Thank you. My wife was complaining about the flabby under the upper arms. How is that taken care of?
Well, once I evaluate, I can determine how much is muscle. So you definitely don't want to go to the gym and start making that muscle bigger. Because what it'll do is start pushing on the fat and then pushes on the skin, pressure on the skin causes it to grow, and then makes the problem worse eventually. So we got to determine how much is skin and how much is fat. Most women you can just get by reducing the fat and the skin's fine, okay? Some women we have to reduce the fat and tighten the skin, which either we can do with heating it with lasers. Smart Lipo is one of them. Fraxel is another one of them. CO2 repair is one of them. Thermage is another one. But Thermage just heats, but it's not a laser. Or we have to cut the skin off, and then that's called an arm tuck. So anytime you hear the word tuck or lift, we're trimming skin. So tucks and lifts do not reduce fat. So the question really is, what is the problem? And a lot of lay people, it's very difficult for them to tell me what the problem is. So I have to see you.
Okay. Doctor, where is your office located, please?
It's in West Bloomfield off of Daly Road. It's 6635 Daly, D-A-L-Y Road in West Bloomfield, Michigan. And
I'll bring this to her attention when I get home.
Be careful. You might be a sofa boy.
Bob, thank you.
You're absolutely right.
I know.
Thank you very much. You're
right.
Welcome. And if you'd like to call Dr. Gray in his office, it is 248-538-3333, 248-538-3333, or go online to anewyou.com. Doug is calling from Toledo, from 800-859-0WJR. Doug, good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Dr. Gray.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm a former patient of yours, and I had a question concerning surgery where you remove some of the skin. Can you discuss the scarring and some of the feeling that you're going to get or you're going to lose from cutting the nerves, and et cetera?
Well, it depends. Usually with any type of surgery, if it's a tummy tuck, you can lose some sensation below the belly button where the new skin is moved to, because to move skin, you have to release it. So these are sensory nerves, and a lot of times it takes about a year for them to return. After any surgery, it can take 3 to 5 months for sensation to return in the area that you operate on. It usually returns within that time period, especially for lipo. In terms of scarring, scars are unpredictable. That's why we try to avoid them when we can. We try to hide them, if we can, within creases and folds of the body. Scars can heal anywhere, and everyone's seen different types of scars. And they can heal from a fine line. They can heal looking like a stretch mark where it widens on you. It can heal where it's elevated, which is called hypertrophic. It is not a keloid. A keloid is more like an umbrella where it grows up and extends over the sides, or like a mushroom or a canopy of a tree. And keloids are more common with people with darker skin. It takes about 2 years for scars to heal. So we never know where it's going to go until your end of the healing process. And some people get anxious. They want to revise the scar or do something to it in the beginning. And a lot of times it's best just to wait. If scars are red, that's due to blood vessels, capillaries. So we have lasers that can take those capillaries away and lighten up the scars. There's chemicals that we can place on scars. There's lasers that can reduce scars. And there's all different things that can happen with scars. The problem is no one would care if they had a scar if it was controllable. But the problem is that they're not. And that's the thing. People think doctors control how you heal, but we don't.
Facelift, for example.
Facelift, I'm sorry.
You'd be looking at some post-operative procedures to reduce the scarring.
You can. And again, this is elective surgery, so people have to elect to do more.
Uh-huh.
So if they elect to do more, we can do more for them. But all these types of treatments, they involve a lot of technology, and there's cost behind using lasers.
Doug, thank you for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Kay is calling from Bloomfield with a question for Dr. Michael Gray. Good evening, Kay.
Hi. Dr. Gray, quick question. If you have the laser on the face to smooth the wrinkles, about how long does that smooth appearance last?
Very good question. And let's apply it not to with lasers, let's just apply it in general. I have a grandfather clock at home. Every Friday I go home and I raise the weights. Every Friday I raise the weights and the weights keep on falling. So what we're doing here is we're turning back the clock and you're ticking forward. The problem is it's very difficult to answer your question because everybody ticks forward at a different rate. Everyone's genetics are different and not everybody's the same. And everybody's not doing the same thing and caring for their body. So the way it works is this is personality-driven surgeries. This is elective surgery. So when your personality, you see something that bothers you, that's when you come in and complain. And then your light goes on and goes, well, it lasted 5 years. And then someone who doesn't have complaints, who's very mellow, come in 20 years, and their procedure lasted 20 years. But it really didn't. They aged before, but it didn't get to the point where it bothered them, where they would complain about. So we can't really put a time on anything. It's when things bother you, you do something about it. If it doesn't bother you, don't worry about it.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Taking a break now, coming back with more of your calls for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. For more information, visit Dr. Gray at anewyou.com or call 248-538-3333. Let's head over to the WJR Big 7 Traffic Center and get a check of the roadways with Peggy Hines.
Thanks, Floyd. Good evening. I-94 and I-96 are clear. I-696 eastbound before Telegraph Road. It's an accident on the left shoulder. Police are on the scene. I-275 southbound between I-94 and Northline. Only the left lane is open due to construction. That's scheduled to clear around 9 tonight. I-75 northbound after University. An accident blocks the right lane. Expect some delays. No reported problems on the Southfield or the Lodge. U.S. 23 northbound at 6 Mile Road. There is an accident. Only the right lane is open. It involves an overturned gravel hauler. Emergency crews are on the scene. And at Telegraph Road southbound between Lone Pine and Maple Road. Only one lane scheduled to be open until tomorrow morning at 5. I'm Peggy Hodge in the WJR Big 7 Traffic Center.
Summer is not trying to let us go yet. Let's get the forecast now from meteorologist Judy Coy.
With partly cloudy, breezy conditions tonight, our temperature is just going to drop back to about 73 degrees. And it's going to remain breezy during the day tomorrow, but we're going to see some clouds building in from the west. And late in the day, some thunderstorms will begin to pop up. High temperature right around 90 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms for Wednesday night and Thursday. Look for high temperatures in the mid-80s on Thursday. But Friday, it'll be windy and cooler with showers and the temperatures at best in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 89.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727. Ask for our convenient mobile service, and we'll come to you.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is John McCullough. Did you hear this story? The U.S. Treasury Department has announced that $1.5 billion in federal aid is being offered to the top five states hit the hardest with foreclosure. Michigan being one of them, now is the time to apply for a loan modification. If you're struggling to pay your mortgage, you might qualify for lower payments or even a principal reduction. So how do you find out if you qualify? I recommend that you call Home Mortgage Negotiator right now. You've heard me talk about this Michigan company for a while. Before being hired as a spokesperson, I checked out their operation firsthand. They are the real deal. They have the most aggressive guarantee in the business, and if you hire them to do your modification, they guarantee to save you more money than you pay. You might be able to save thousands here. Make sure you call Home Mortgage Negotiator today. Call now, 248-850-2140. That's 248-850-2140. This may be your last chance to take advantage of federal aid. Call 248-850-2140. Again, 248-850-2140. Or visit homemortgagenegotiator.com.
Welcome back to this special edition of The Big Story. Tonight, Lloyd's special guest, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Call WJR now with your cosmetic surgery questions for Dr. Gray at 800-859-0WJR. That's 800-859-0957. Once again, here's Lloyd Jackson.
And we're taking your calls at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957 for Dr. Michael Gray, who's in studio with us from the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. And a terrific way to get to know him is by visiting his website, anewyou.com. Very nice website, Dr. Gray.
Actually, we have a new one launching very soon. Very
so
high tech.
Improve over this one.
Blows this one away. We've been working on it for the last couple of years. It's new technology and web design. It's going to probably change the way people do websites once we launch it. It's pretty interesting.
When do you think that will be?
We're just tweaking it right now. We're getting ready to launch it probably within the next few weeks.
Very good. 800-859-0WJR, 859-0957. Let's go to Carol, who's calling from Erie, Michigan. Carol, what's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Hi. I have a question about double chin and jowls. I am in a couple weeks going to turn 50. I am not technically overweight. However, I would like to lose a few, but according to my weight and my height, I'm normal. But I think the genetics of my double chin is the problem.
Yes.
And I would love to have it removed or however, liposuction or surgery or whatever, but I'm concerned. Someone once told me that it makes it real difficult to swallow right after the surgery, with the couple weeks after surgery.
The most important thing for people out there listening, don't talk to people. They don't know what they're talking about. Okay?
Yeah,
if you want to ask a question, you can't ask a doctor. You have to ask me, because I'm the guy that does it. Okay? So if you ask your family doctor, you're not going to get the answer. He'll talk to you about just general medicine. He's not a surgeon.
Right.
if you ask any old surgeon, he can't answer you because he doesn't do what I do. So here's the thing. When you just remove the fat, the volume will go down. When I evaluate you based upon my life experience in doing this, I have to look at your skin and determine what your skin will do at that point. And I have to advise you. And your skin will basically glue back without the oil, the fat underneath, lubricating it to the muscle. And then the question is, what does the muscle look like? If the muscle doesn't look so good, I can change the shape of it. And I do that with very secretive techniques. All right, that's why cosmetic surgery people don't know what we're doing, nor do the other doctors. And basically, we can take the muscle up and back and realign your muscles of your neck and give you a sharper neckline. Now, if you put your fingers around your neck and push and you swallow, you can swallow, but it's tighter. That feeling will go away with usually within the week, and rarely, if ever, do I hear anybody complain about that, okay? Like, never. And they love their new look, okay? If we want to remove the skin, reduce the fat, and change the muscle, we can do just your neck. That's called a neck lift, okay? And depending on how aggressive the physician wants to be, determines the type of result you get. But not every chef is a chef. Not every artist is an artist. Who you go to is very important. You can't just go to anybody. You don't walk to any hair salon and have anybody do your hair. That's what no one understands. You just don't do that. But the problem is, with what I do, you don't know who to go to. So you have to go based on reputation. Okay?
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, John's calling from Royal Oak. John, good evening.
Hi. My wife gave birth 5 years ago, and she's got stretch marks on her stomach and breast. Can you do anything about that?
Yes, we have lasers that will tighten the stretch marks. We can get at least a 50% improvement, maybe more out of those. It depends on how bad and how the stretch mark is and how aggressive of the therapy you choose to do. So, yes, there are treatments for that.
John, thank you for your question tonight. 800-859-0WJR, 859-0957. Diane's calling from Wyandotte. Good evening, Diane. What's your question for Dr. Michael Gray?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Now, I'm a person who is older than the average age that you probably do your methods with. I'm curious, for a person in their 70s, what would be the best way to go for a facelift, a total one, or some of the laser treatments that I have heard about?
Okay. What's best for you may not be best for someone else. So basically, your age group are the people that are doing these things, okay? And that's the average age for people who do facelifts, because people 40 typically don't do this. So basically, there's no such thing as a full face or a whole facelift. That does not exist. That's layman's terminology. Basically, a facelift means we're going to correct the jowls and your neck, and that's a facelift. People don't, there is no full facelift. If you're implying, are we going to raise the brows? We can do that if you want to do a brow lift, but that's a brow lift. That has nothing to do with the facelift. So some people join them together and they go full face. Well, that doesn't mean anything. So if you're looking for surgery, I can create your result for you. And that's a facelift, which jowls and neck. You want the neck, we do the neck. You want just the jowls, we can just do the jowls. You can do a liquid facelift, where basically we're just filling in the areas that are folded and making it look less deep and improving it. We can use lasers on your skin to help tighten it. We can do liposuction to reduce the volume in certain areas, and we can do fat transfer and fillers to increase the volume in other areas. So when I look at your face, these are the things that we go over in consultation to figure out what you want to do. I never decide for you. I always let you decide what's best for yourself.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Dr. Gray, I want to ask you about the Skin Deep Spa, the things that you do there, the procedures there, spa facial, spa body, I mean, just the gambit.
Well, it's not really a spa like you would think of a spa. Basically, what Skin Deep is non-surgical intervention. There is technology out there that I've been talking about today where we do a lot of these things at my Skin Deep, because there are basically two groups of people. people who are very aggressive, they want to do surgery and procedures, and people are not yet ready for those things. There are people that want to maintain what they have. They don't want to lose what they have. They're prophylactically treating their body, maintaining it like you maintain your car. You wash it, you wax it, change the oil.
Right.
Those type of people will be going to Skin Deep. And they will be doing lasers that help heat and tighten the skin, taking care of the pores, taking care of the blood vessels that are appearing. If they have tattoos, we have lasers that remove tattoos.
I was going to ask you about that because you're starting to see more and more of these. You know, you get a tattoo when you're 20 or 18, and now you're 50, and that same tattoo doesn't, you know, change.
Well, here's the thing. People get tattoos that mean nothing to them. If I had a tattoo of my daughter on my arm, no one would ever touch my arm. It's my daughter there.
Okay.
People get tattoos that are meaningless. So they eventually, they change their style and they don't like the meaningless tattoo and they want to get rid of it. A lot of mistakes going on out there. So we're very busy with tattoo removal and we do cellulite treatments. Yes, there is a treatment for cellulite, but it's not a cream. Okay? You know?
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, stretch mark there. We do these things at Skin Deep. That's what we do. It's not, you know, if people want to get a massage, they can get a massage. They want to get a facial, they get a facial. They just want to maintain their skin and make it look nice. We have lasers for that, too.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you want to talk to Dr. Michael Gray from the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. From Novi, here's Tom on the WJR Live Line. Tom, what's your question tonight?
I was told I'm too clinically obese for liposuction. I was told I got to get a lap band surgery, and I'm curious why that is or what the difference is.
How much do you weigh, Tom?
400 pounds.
Tom, this is the way it works. You can have lipo. You have to go to a physician that does people like you, okay, which I do. The physician has to feel comfortable taking care of you, all right, and you have to be healthy enough to have the procedures that you do. No one can force you to do something that's dangerous like lap band or Roux-en-Y gastric exclusions and things like that, gastric bypasses, where we're actually rerouting your intestines and there's a chance for leaking and death and DVTs and things like that, clots going to your heart, etc. Lipo is a pretty benign procedure, but certainly we wouldn't take you into the operating room and do your entire body. This is something that you would make a commitment and you pick the spots that bother you and we slowly correct those spots. It's not something we're going to do at one fell swoop. But you don't have to do anything dangerous if you don't want to.
Thank you for that, Tom. Hope that helps you. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Before the break, let's take one more. Molly from Canton has been waiting patiently. Molly, what's your question tonight?
Hi. I have a son who is 18 years old, and he has moderate to severe acne. And he's been to several dermatologists, tried all kinds of soaps and potions and several antibiotics, and nothing short of the Accutane, which I don't want him to take, has helped. Do you have anything that you could do for him?
Yes. We do have Omnilux, which will prevent and slow down the active acne from occurring. Acne basically is due to bacteria that's deep in the skin eating you, and it's causing holes, eating the skin, and then as your body's trying to heal, it deposits glue, which is scar tissue, and you get a mark there. And if it goes through the skin and into the fatty layer below the skin, you get a pot mark, an indentation. So the key is good cleansing of the skin, opening up the pores, hyperoxygenating the deep layers of the skin using Omnilux, which these bacteria can't live in the presence of oxygen. And then once the damage has occurred, we have to repair it. So it's a combination of possibly fillers into the skin to restore the volume, using lasers to smooth and resurface the skin. But the key is prevention.
What about a person, Dr. Gray, who has had chicken pox as a youngster and they have the marks from the scratching maybe in their face? Is there anything you can do about that?
Yeah, that's basically, we treat it the same. We fill that area in with, there's long-lasting fillers. Fillers that last can 5-plus years, okay? Depending on how severe it is, we can do a laser treatment over, which basically resurfaces and smooths, okay? So it could be combinations of filling and lasering.
800-859-0WJR. You're listening to the special edition of The Big Story tonight with Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. We'll take a break and come right back with more of your calls at 800-859-0WJR. Well,
Welcome back to this special edition of The Big Story. Tonight, Lloyd's special guest, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Call WJR now with your cosmetic surgery questions for Dr. Gray at 800-859-0WJR. That's 800-859-0957. Once again, here's Lloyd Jackson.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa on this special edition of The Big Story. Aaron's waiting patiently from Carlton. Aaron, what's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Hi, Doctor. My question is, I have a low forehead. I have thick hair, but I was wondering, is it possible to reshape your hairline or to raise your hairline permanently?
Yes, of course. I mean, if you're asking about laser hair removal, I mean, we can do that as long as the hair is dark and not blonde or gray. We have a new laser, new technology on the Zeo platform. This laser can use on any color skin.
Aaron, thank you for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Wendy from West Bloomfield, what's your question tonight for Dr. Michael Gray?
Hi there.
Hey, how are you, Wendy?
Good. I just heard about this really interesting new procedure called Zerona.
Yes.
And it sounds too good to be true for instead of lipo.
Well, here's the way it works. Zerona doesn't target a specific spot. It targets your body. It causes the fat cells to empty, but the fat cell is still there, and that cell can still store fat if you don't change your lifestyle. You don't exercise, you don't change your lifestyle, that'll happen. So it's a commitment. Whereas if you do lipo, it takes those fat cells away from that problem spot. It works on a spot. You can do many spots if you want, and the problem's solved. So basically, people have to decide if they want to treat a spot or they want to treat their whole body. And how they want to go about this. All right?
Thank you, Wendy, for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Ken's calling from Algonite. Ken, what's your question tonight for Dr. Michael Gray?
Well, thank you, Doctor, for taking my call first off. My question would be, is there ever a time when an elective surgery could be paid for by insurance? I quit smoking several years ago, and I gained quite a bit of weight at one time, and I popped my belly button, which I believe is called a rupture. Is something like that covered by insurance by chance?
Yeah, that's not elective. Basically, the belly button is a weakness in the abdominal wall where the mom's blood vessels went into your umbilical cord, and it's weak. And as you gained weight, it spread to provide room inside, and the little hole opened up. It didn't rupture. It was always there. It just got larger, and you have a hernia. It's called an umbilical or belly button hernia, and that's covered by your insurance.
Ken, I hope that answers your question. Thank you for your call. Dr. Gray, what about procedures that are not covered by insurance, and how does that work at your office?
Well, basically, if it's elective, it doesn't mean that it's not covered by insurance. But cosmetic surgery is beauty surgery. So when people think of plastic surgeons don't do cosmetic surgery. They do reconstructive surgery. The public, when they say plastic surgery, they're thinking of a cosmetic surgeon, right? If a plastic surgeon gets exposed to cosmetics procedures, he can do it, but not all plastic surgeons do it. They do burns, hands, flaps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that do beauty surgery. So the beauty surgery is not covered by insurance companies. If you need a breast reduction, if we can remove 1.1 pounds, which is huge, from each side, then maybe the insurance will cover it if it's causing problems. The problem is you got to prove that it's causing problems. It's a lot of difficult. If you have a lot of skin and it's causing infections, you have to prove that you have had multiple infections, and people can't prove that. It's very difficult. So basically, to sum it up, cosmetic surgery is not covered by insurance companies because it doesn't affect your life as far as they're concerned.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Julie's calling from Toledo. Good evening, Julie. What's your question from Dr. Gray?
Mine's pretty simple, actually. I was kind of concerned about age spots or liver spots or whatever you want to call them this year, sun damage. How would you take care of that?
We have all different types of lasers that do combination of things from smoothing to taking care of pigment. If it's just the pigment that bothers you, we can focus on that. If it's pigment and wrinkles, we have lasers that can do both. Okay. So basically, and then we also have fade out, which is a chemical that can be applied to the skin that can lighten the skin in the area where you have the pigment. So basically, there's many ways to take care of this. It just depends on how aggressive you want to be.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Mary's calling from Metro Detroit. Mary, what's your question tonight for Dr. Gray? Mary, turn your radio down before you go on the air because you're going to be confused. What's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Yes, I'm wondering what he can do to remove the lines on the lip line.
Okay. You're basically talking wrinkles of the upper lip. Okay.
Yes.
If you have a small lip or you desire your lip to be fuller, you can think of your lip as an accordion. As you fill it, you can spread those lines just along the edge. But basically, lines are wrinkles. And we would do the lasers to iron out the wrinkles. Now, in some areas of the body, we can use Botox because typically some of these wrinkles are caused by the muscle, typically the forehead, between the brows, crow's feet. We can use Botox in these areas, which releases the muscle's effect upon the skin and smooths it. But what happens is as time goes on, eventually, if you let the muscle work on the skin, it's going to form a crease. And that's where the lasers come in. With the mouth, we can try a little Botox, but if you do too much, you won't be able to talk.
Before we go, Dr. Gray, we get a lot of calls from women, and we get the calls from men who talk about, you know, my wife has stretch marks or she has loose skin. But there are a lot of men who get cosmetic surgery as well.
Yeah, but the difference between men and women is we don't talk. Right?
Okay.
So basically, when you see on TV and someone being interviewed saying, wow, you look great, he goes, yeah, I was hitting the gym. It's not true. We hit my office really hard. You know, I see that time and time again. But guys don't talk. We don't tell people what we're doing. And many men are doing their eyes because it's the first place that men look old and people look old is their eyes. And then when their jowl starts to go, they start doing their jowls and their neck, lipo, the waist, the chest, man boobs, moves.
Dr. Gray, I'm going to tell you, the time goes by really fast. It was good to have you back in here, and can't wait to have you back to answer more of our callers' questions about cosmetic surgery. Appreciate
it. Well, it was a pleasure having me.
And if you like more information on Dr. Gray, you can visit anewyou.com or call his office for your appointment, 248-538-3333, 248-538-3333. Thank you for listening to The Biggest Hour on Detroit Radio. My producer tonight, Rosanna Kelly, engineer, Ray Prosser. I'm Lloyd Jackson. See you back here tomorrow. Another special edition of The Big Story here on News Talk 760 WJR.
About what matters to you. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM and stay up to date online at WJR.com.